Nolte, Disney stock takes a dive, billionaire investor unloads 26 million shares. By John Nolte on July 24, 2024. The Disney grooming syndicate has watched its already embattled stock take a serious dive over the last few months. In April, the stock rallied to $123 per share, up from $91 per share at the beginning of the year. In early May, the Disney grooming syndicate stock reached as high as $116. But all this year's gains are now gone. Currently, the stock sits at just $90 per share. Ike Perlmutter is the former chairman of Marvel Entertainment who tried and failed in last year's proxy battle to obtain seats on Disney's board of directors. He was joined by activist Disney shareholder Nelson Peltz. The hope was to wrench some control from Disney's CEO Bob Iger. Perlmutter had been one of the Disney grooming syndicate's biggest stakeholders and chief critics due to the political direction of the company and the stock price collapse that followed. Back in 2021, the bottom began dropping out of Disney stock, which had been worth nearly $200 a share before Disney decided to hyper-politicize its movies and TV shows. Disney specifically targeted little kids for grooming with gay-themed propaganda aimed at sexualizing them and encouraging them to question their gender. This, of course, can lead to psychological problems and then to medical horrors like sterilization and physical mutilation. Additionally, Disney destroyed some of its most beloved and profitable Golden Geese franchises: Marvel, Pixar, Star Wars, Willow, Indiana Jones, etc., by turning them into left-wing propaganda videos obsessed with sexuality, race, and gender. The only bright spot in Disney's lineup after a year plus of box office catastrophes has been the rousing box office success of Pixar's Inside Out 2. But Inside Out 2 is apolitical, the rare Disney feature not aimed at grooming your children and stealing their innocence. Prior to Disney's grooming crusade, a share of Disney stock was worth around $175. Now it's worth only a little more than half that. After last year's proxy battle failed to right the sinking ship, Perlmutter began unloading his entire stake in Disney, 25.6 million shares valued at around $3 billion. According to far-left Variety, Perlmutter sold his stake in Disney between early April and mid-July at an average price of just under $115/share. More from Variety. Perlmutter said he expects Disney's stock to continue to drop, and that if the share price falls to $65-$75 per share, he plans to repurchase much of his previous stock holdings. Perlmutter had become a major shareholder in Disney when he sold Marvel Entertainment to the media conglomerate for more than $4 billion in 2009. Whenever something terrible happens to Disney, an angel gets his wings. John Nolte's first and last novel, Borrowed Time, is winning 5-star raves from everyday readers. You can read an excerpt here and an in-depth review here. Also available in hardcover and on Kindle and audiobook.